HTL/DR play Ascendant Heart instead. It's a better multi-route VN parodying Iseki/RPG tropes than this could ever be. This is the first VN on here that actually disappointed me, since I followed the development and really liked Ace Academy, but I don't like this one. I'll get straight to it. Having one romance in a visual novel comes with some problems. One, not everyone is going to like that character at least enough to be satisfied with just them. Two, in order to compensate for the lack of any other routes or endings, you have to make it the best as a normal romance VN can have one route be lackluster if the rest make up for it. 3. Replayability. There is none any other ending than the true end feels like you did something wrong and might as well not be there. If you want to tell one story, do that, but don't be the visual novel equivalent of a Ubisoft sandbox game. It's okay to be linear, just make sure you're not confusing the consumer. They needed to make sure day one of early access that consumers knew there was only one romance. I wouldn't have bought the game, but I also wouldn't be writing this. You have to be more open about what you are doing during early access if you are. And I mean if you actually are, taking feedback from people who play it early. Sigh, the story is really nothing to write home about. It's an Iseki story, you know, the type you see everywhere these days. I thought, wait, maybe they are going to do something unique and subvert the genre of Iseki, but no, it's the same. Liana, oh Liana, she's okay again, nothing really interesting about her. So her room is a mess, she's okay but not great at cooking, she likes pizza, like 99% of the entire world, has a father who disapproves of her life chooses, and so many other little things I could point out, but tell me, why are they there? Yes, to try and flesh her out, make her seem deeper than she is. So how come it doesn't work? Because there is no relevance to them, they pop up out of nowhere, there's a bit of story about them and then they disappear, maybe reappearing for a joke or throwaway line. Tell me, what does her having a messy room add to her character, or what part of her personality does that relate to? Because I can't figure it out. Why are they there other than to try and deepen a character? Kanji from Persona 4 is gay, we all know this, and that one aspect does not tell you everything about him or define his character. It's one part of a bigger whole, but it still plays a part in the way he acts, how he interprets the world and what he believes. Compare that to what we know of Liana. Maybe it's a show don't tell issue. And finally, don't add pointless drama to your story. Sorry, a lot of issues with this. Why, really, I'm asking why tell, please, what was the reason for it? We all knew they would end up together in the end anyway, so why make them break up partway through other than to add drama, drama that wasn't needed. I hate when stories do this. You tell us we control the story, but at the end of the day we don't. No matter what you do, you always break up, always go home, then always come back. Why can't I choose to stay with her? It's my story, right? Then let me live it, not be chained to your story. Otherwise just tell your story and stop bullshitting me that I haven't any more control over it other than a parasite does its host, except that one that can actually control the brains of ants, but that's another thing altogether.